We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We bring in now the television play-by-play voice of your Milwaukee Bucks. It's Jim Paschke. Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I am doing well. So, as they go into the All-Star break, I had said, look, I thought the loss to Indiana, it's not what you want, but I thought it was one of those things that now they got some time to go away. They think about it. You know, it kind of sits in your mouth a little while. They kind of thought, well, you know, without Giannis, we're okay. I was listening to a lot of the comments, and I kept thinking, don't get out over your skis because Giannis is the straw that stirs the drink. So give me your thoughts on that loss the other night.
Well, I think it's interesting, at least from my perspective. Losses feel much different this season than they have in past seasons. They seem to be more impactful when, in fact, they probably are not.
Right.
Which is kind of odd. You know, every loss feels like a greater weight than it probably bears. But, you know, that was a tough game. I knew going in, I thought it would be a very close game. I thought the Bucks, you know, if they would win, it would be a tighter game. They weren't going to beat Indiana by their normal margin of 12.8 points a game. That was for sure, in my opinion. So I knew it would be tough. When you're playing a desperate team like Indiana that night, you know, that changes a lot of things. So I wasn't really surprised by it. Obviously, it would have been nice to win a good test like that, but I don't put a lot of weight on that loss, as I don't put a lot of weight on the other losses. And that loss was different because Indiana accomplished it in a different way. That's a mid-range team as opposed to a three-point shooting team. So I think now the coaches can say, all right, we can be beaten different ways too, guys. So we have to clamp down and be aware of situations in games, and I think that'll be the growth process from that particular game.
So, I like the way this team has played with or without Giannis. I think that there's so many role players. I think there's so many different weapons. I think when we had Coach Bud on about a week and a half ago, he had said, when I'd asked him what the difference between last year and this year is, he said it is a championship medal. And I kind of know what he meant by it, but tell me what you see as far as difference. Now, there's obviously personnel moves, but what is the difference between last year and this year?
Well, I think there are several differences. Obviously, they can win without Giannis. They're 5-1 without Giannis. But you don't want to push that. I mean, this team is based on Giannis, and it's based on Chris Middleton, and it's based on Eric Bledsoe. Yes, it's deep. Yes, there are great pieces. But it's at its best, Bill, when everybody's together. We know that. So, I mean, playing without Giannis has taught them things, shown them things, and I think that's all great. But let's talk about the remaining games in the regular season and the playoffs. They need everybody together, and they have to be in total what they are. And the difference between this year and last year is this team is even closer than last year's team was. I think, you know, everyone asks about Malcolm Brogdon's absence. We saw how accomplished he was the other night, 13 assists, whatever he had in terms of points, but a solid contribution on behalf of Indiana. But the Bucks have made up for that. When you talk about three-point shooting, the three guys they brought in, Korver, Robin Lopez, and Wesley Matthews, have far more threes made than Malcolm accomplished by himself. So that trade-off is pretty good if you're looking for something. I think they have made up for the absence. I think Malcolm did some things that the Bucks will have to get from other people in the playoffs, and we'll see how that plays out. I think this is a very, very good basketball team, and I also think that we can't get over our skis, to use your term, in terms of looking at what the regular season means. Everything changes when the regular season is over, and it gets much tougher. So we'll see. But I believe in this team, and I think they have it in a good place.
I also wanted to ask you about Giannis and the fact that he is now a father. And, you know, some people, it's funny because everybody wants to make sure that he's focused on the game. Look, Jim, you know him as well as anybody. I don't think anything takes his focus away from the game. If anything, I think it strengthens him as a person. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I you know, he's about basketball and he's about family. And maybe I put those in the opposite order. I hope I did. He should be about family first and then basketball. And I believe he is. And I don't think there's any problem with that. Giannis is a great human being in my view, and he will handle all of this the way it's supposed to be handled. Proud of him for taking the time to be with his son and Mariah for a couple of days. And I think the fact that there were two games before the All-Star break was okay. I mean, you know, he took two games. Now when he comes back after the All-Star experience, he'll be ready to go. You know, people maybe look at that and say, what's going on? But, you know, come on, these are human beings, and he'll handle all of it well, Bill. You know that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Hey, the other aspect of this is, Jim, I wanted to know about the coach, because he seems to be really strong, thinking this team is, when he calls it championship metal, I mean, do you see championship metal? I mean, we talk so much about Middleton and Bledsoe in the postseason, and everybody gets caught up in that. But it's what you do. It's the bricks that you lay via the road to that point that I think shape you. So you tell me, is this team, do you think they've turned the corner when it comes to championship metal?
I think they're turning that corner, and I think they can see the other side at this point. I think they learned a lot last year with the situation in Toronto. They saw how quickly and you know, drastically a commanding situation can turn against you. And, I mean, it was quick. It was four or five plays in game three, and the party was over, as it turns out. So they learned that. And I think that is what this team has to really focus on. It's going to sound strange to say this, but they have to focus on focus. You know, you look at the Christmas Day game, that's a distraction game. You look at Paris, that was a distraction game. They're learning how to handle distraction games. When you get to the finals in the NBA, it's not a distraction. It's a circus. And you have to be able to block out every single thing other than your teammates, the game plan, the coach, and the game itself, or you're not probably in good shape. You probably won't prevail. So I've been saying all along, I think the loss on Christmas Day, as I look back on it, was a good thing. They won in Paris, so they made progress in what was a distraction situation. So I think they're making progress in that way, Bill, and I think that's very important.
Yeah, I think so, too. Real quick before I let you go, Jim. So this All-Star weekend, I think the one thing is, as Bucks fans, we all sit here and hope, is that, one, there's no injuries, and two, a good showing. But give me your thoughts on Pat Connaughton. That guy's got some springs in his feet. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. Has he given you a glimpse as to what he's going to do in the slam dunk competition?
Well, not away from the games. I haven't been privy to his practice sessions for the dunk contest, but, you know, I see all I need to see in games. I mean, it's uncanny what he can do. You know, people are selling him short. No experience in the dunk contest, shortest player in the dunk contest, all of that. We'll see. I'm confident that he will surprise a few people, and I know that he'll put on a good show, and after all, that's what this weekend is about, right? Entertainment,
yep.
Enjoying the game on a different level, in a different way. And, you know, they've tweaked the All-Star game scoring, and they're going to play for charitable donations. So all of that, I think, is good. Our league is pretty good about being innovative and trying to keep things fresh, and I think we'll see some of that this weekend. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I can't wait. I don't usually watch a ton of it, but I got to tell you, I've got a lot of vested interest in this, and I'm looking forward to the excitement of the All-Star weekend. And boy, they get a lot of time off in between. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've always said it's the most physical demanding sport. When you talk about the pounding that they take on a night-in and night-out basis. But it's a long break, man. Are you worried about them cooling off at all?
Well, it is a long break, and I'm not worried about the Bucks, because I know they'll come back ready to go on Wednesday. They'll have a practice, and then they'll leave to play in Detroit on Thursday. But there will be teams that will probably have a game or two where they struggle a little bit coming back off of that. I don't expect that from Milwaukee. Let's see, we have Detroit, and then Philadelphia will be a test, you know, that Saturday night. So they can't relax or rest too much. They're going to have to get back at it, and beating Philadelphia is a statement situation as they look forward to the postseason.
By the way, what's up with Philadelphia? I mean, it seems like they just can't get out of their own way right now. They've just struggled.
Yeah, that is interesting. They don't win on the road, and now they're, you know, I don't know. I don't think they're as together of a team. Now, this is from the outside. I mean, people think I know more than, you know, I don't know anything because I'm not with them every day. But looking at it, there's a lot of talent there and a lot of depth there, but they seem to be a little scattered in terms of their togetherness and whether or not they're all pulling on the rope the same amount in the same direction all the time. But, you know, that can change quickly, too. They can get that together and be a force. But the talent there is incredible, and the Bucks have certainly seen that.
No doubt. Jim, always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Appreciate it, buddy. There you go. Jim Paschke, television play-by-play voice for your Milwaukee Bucks. Taking a little time off. Going to go and watch the All-Star game, check it out, enjoy himself a little bit, and then back at it in about a week. But Jim joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.